Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden's urging Congress to pass a near $100 billion bill to get much-needed aid to Israel and Ukraine. CBS's Nicole Killian.
This not only funds Israel, but also Ukraine, provide support for the Indo-Pacific, provides humanitarian assistance in Gaza, but it is stripped down from that border package.
A border package that failed to pass the Senate last week. House Republicans will try again today to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. They say he's failed to secure the border amid record crossings. But tonight's vote is still expected to be very tight. And the Northeast is getting slammed by snow.
I'm Matt Piper in New York City, where the snow continues to keep on falling. They're saying that there's going to be, by the end of all this, about a half a foot on the ground. And it's been coming down for hours and hours. And these are some really big flakes. And this is really the first significant snowfall that we have seen here in New York in 2 years.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers may advance a new proposal for legislative maps today. Majority Republicans could pass maps proposed by Governor Evers in order to preempt potentially less favorable maps that could be put in place by the liberal state Supreme Court. Advocates say it would take $53 billion to modernize the election system across the United States.
We've been working to try to get more consistent and predictable funding from Congress to help support local administrators to get the resources they need and help modernize the election infrastructure that's super outdated in most of the jurisdictions.
Sunwoo Oh is with the progressive nonprofit group Stand Up America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Crystal Kaiser, accused of killing a man she claimed sexually trafficked her, was found by U.S. Marshals yesterday in Louisiana. Authorities say she was with the man she accused of attempting to rape her last month in Milwaukee. In 2018, Kaiser was accused of killing Randy Volar in Kenosha. She said it was self-defense, citing abuse and trafficking by Volar. Despite being released on bond, Kaiser faced new charges after an incident in Milwaukee. A farm-raised deer on a deer farm in Sheboygan County has been diagnosed with chronic wasting disease. That means a new baiting and feeding ban will be implemented in Ozaukee County. Existing bans in Sheboygan, Fond du Lac, and Washington counties will be extended. State law mandates a 3-year ban on baiting and feeding in counties with CWD detection and a 2-year ban in adjacent counties. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
High school hockey tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The WIAA Boys and Girls State High School Hockey Tournaments begin in locations across the state. Later this week will be the regionals, followed by the sectionals. The finalists will head to Middleton, Wisconsin at the end of the month for the state finals. The Wisconsin Girls Hockey Tournament, 23 years old. The boys in its 54th year. NBA, the Bucks getting it together with another win, this time 112-95 over the Denver Nuggets in five-serve form. Marquette's men's basketball learned that they're now ranked fifth in the nation. They are looking for their eighth win in a row in a rematch at Butler. Wisconsin is at home against Ohio State. The Badgers looking to snap a four-game losing streak that cost them in the rankings, dropping from 11th to 20th in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard.
As I told the team the other day, you want your shooting percentage to go up, take better shots. It's not, we're not unveiling anything here super scientific. Just get good shots.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. More clouds than sun today and high temperatures a touch cooler, climbing to the upper 30s. We'll be under partly sunny skies tomorrow, and you'll love the warmth on Valentine's Day, as highs climb to the mid-40s. If you have late night plans, though, keep in mind that a wintry mix pushes in at night. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Sommers, on the board. It is Tuesday, February 13th, 2024, 6 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. It is Fat Tuesday, the day before Ash Wednesday. We have our beads here in the studio. If you stop by, if you're in Madison and you want to walk by on State Street here, I don't know, I can't really break or open a window, but I can, we'll come on up, we'll give you some beads, right?
Yeah, or if you want, you can pretend. Right. You can just throw it at the window.
Right, right. And by the way, you don't have to flash us. You can just, we'll just give you some beads.
Just ask for beads.
Just ask for beads. We're not going to make anybody flashes, you know. But anyway, it's a Fat Tuesday. Have you ever been to New Orleans, Mr. Sommers?
I have not.
Neither have I. It's on my list of places I like to go.
You've obviously been a lot more places around the country than I have, given that you worked for, you know, Congress and everything.
Well, and I'm twice your age, but I have a little more experience.
That helps too.
But I always wanted to go to Bourbon Street, and I'm not a big partier, as they say, but I am an observer. So I think it'd be fun to observe. I'm a people watcher. And see, I think it'd be fantastic to just go and watch all these floats and people carousing. And
yeah, I'd like to go, you know, similar thing. I'd like to go with some friends and they can party really hard and I'll just have a couple of drinks and, you know, just chill. That's generally what I like to do. I don't go out very much. I'm not always the most fun. Well, it depends.
As you know, I'm all about the pomp and circumstance. And I'm not sure if there's a greater pomp and circumstance event than Mardi Gras, or so I'm told. So, you can always call in if you want. If you've been to Mardi Gras, let us know. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Give us your Mardi Gras stories if you've been here.
Andrew in Maine has a suggestion. We can tape the bees to the outside of the window, see if anyone can figure out why they're there after writing the Todd Albaugh Show. 12 to noon to 2, Monday through Friday on them.
There you go. There you go. Fantastic.
Although you'd have to jump pretty high to get to this.
We're on
window.
The second floor, so it'd have to be pretty high.
We could just put them on the front door of the building.
Right. I wish our windows opened. That'd be so much fun. But
alas. There are reasons they don't, though.
We don't want all ball jumping out the windows, you understand? 8 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, another friend of ours stops by. By the way, thank you to Trigvi Olson for being here on a Tuesday. Pat Kreitlow will be here tomorrow in the normal time slot at 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon to kick off the show. And also tomorrow, by the way, Mr. Sommers, it is the long-awaited return of our friend Kira Sabin, who owns the great site called relationship-quotient.com. She is a life coach. She is a relationship coach. She is a love guru to the stars. And by the way, She will be in the studio live and in person.
Really?
Yes.
That's exciting because I've never met her in person.
You'll get to meet Kira in person. It's going to be an hour of Kira and Toddy talking about love and relationships and taking your Valentine's calls in hour number two.
Well, so. I think I'm probably only going to play Oh Yeah by Yellow tomorrow.
Really? That's all you're going to play? All
right. No, there's a lot of good love songs, but that one will definitely be played probably more than once because I can't help myself.
So that's tomorrow.
It's funny.
Tomorrow in this hour, Kira Sabin taking your love calls tomorrow. But coming up today at 1:30 here in under a half an hour, our another friend and colleague, Luke Mathers, the executive producer of Civic Media, will be here for Tuesday Tangents with the Lukester. We'll talk a little bit of news, see what Luke thinks about the Super Bowl, and then talk maybe little Badgers, Bucks, whatever else Luke wants to talk about on a Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Glad to have you along here on the Town Hall Ball Show for a Tuesday, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app if you don't have it. You can always download the Civic Media app by going to your favorite Apple or Android device, typing in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll come up. Takes less than a minute to download and install. It is free. Nada. No dinero. Not 1 cent. It's what Gail King over at CBS calls a deal. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines over in beautiful La Crosse on our station over there, WLCX, The Eagle. Dana, thanks for calling in. Want to touch on our topic from last hour. I understand we talked a little bit about what's going on with Russia and Ukraine.
Yeah, good afternoon, Todd. First of all, in lieu of Valentine's Day and your celebration you're going to do there, if I can borrow a phrase from the great Michael Scott on one of the Valentine's Day episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, some of us really don't appreciate you people shoving your love in our faces. So,
we're going to talk about that tomorrow, actually, with Kira, because she talks about this, that for some people, Valentine's is a very difficult day. We're going to talk about that tomorrow.
I've learned to get over it. Hey, regarding what the House GOP is most likely going to do here, you know, the GOP used to hold, well, they claim they held all the cards, national security, morality. I could go on and on. They have forfeited all of that. How can they not understand our importance in keeping the world on an even keel? And if we let them just go into Ukraine and what Trump said over the weekend, do these people just not understand? I don't get it. Reagan would be rolling over in his grave at today's GOP. What can we do to change that narrative? Because they just don't get it, Todd. I'll take your answer off the air. Thank
you. Can I, Dana, before I let you go, before you hang up, can I ask, if you don't want to share, that's fine. But you consider yourself a former Republican or Democrat, or what's your political leaning? I mean, Dana hung up already. All right, Dana's not there. sound like Johnny Carson. Dana's there. Dana's not there. I think it was that's a great call, Dana, and a great question. I would only be curious to find out Dana's political leanings over the years. I mean, I've said this before. I'm a former Republican. I was part of the Republican Party for 30 years. I left in 2011 over voter suppression issues that I witnessed firsthand here in the state legislature amongst Republicans. I think that there are a lot of folks like me out there who were longtime Republicans and have now left over the last 10 years or so. I think there are some people who still, because they don't want to upset friendships and relationships, they say, yeah, I'm Republican, but I'm not for Trump. I mean, they're voting for their local sheriff, for the register of deeds, or whoever, who they run, these local people run on the Republican ticket, not because, Dana texted in, thank you, Dana. He says, sorry, I voted Republican in the past, but it's been a long time since I have, a lot like me. So I think there's a lot of people in places in Wisconsin who are running on the Republican ticket for sheriff, register of deeds, county treasurer, but they're not what you would say MAGA Trump people.
They're just running on that ticket because that happens to be a red-leaning county. And if you want to get elected to local office, you just run as Republican. But now a lot of those people are being put in a really difficult place because they're like, look, I'm just here to serve the people of County X, right? I'm not a Trump person. I don't get involved in national politics. And to Dana's question, I think that it's people like that who I'm going to encourage to speak up more across Wisconsin. Because I could sit here on a radio show across the state of Wisconsin and tell you as a former Republican what I think. I can present to you truthful and factual information, and people can make up their own mind. But I believe that the most impactful thing that we can do to change the way this voting in the country is going in some regards is by talking to people that you know, understand us. Mr. Zomerins, we have the president here.
Yes, he is speaking.
So this is President of the United States talking about the passage of the foreign aid bill in the Senate last night. Going to take the president right now.
Worried that the next Russian strike will permanently plunge him into darkness or worse. This bipartisan bill sends a clear message to Ukrainians and to our partners and to our allies around the world. America can be trusted. America can be relied upon. And America stands up for freedom. We stand strong for our allies. We never bow down to anyone, and certainly not to Vladimir Putin. So let's get on with this. Remember, the United States pulled together a coalition of nearly 50 nations to support Ukraine. We unified NATO, expanded it. We can't walk away now. That's what Putin's betting on. He just flatly said that. Supporting this bill is standing up to Putin. Opposing it is playing into Putin's hands. As I've said before, the stakes in this fight extend far beyond Ukraine. If we don't stop Putin's appetite for power and control in Ukraine, he won't limit himself just to Ukraine. And the cost for America and our allies and partners are going to rise. For Republicans in Congress who think they can oppose funding for Ukraine and not be held accountable, history is watching. History is watching. History is watching. Failure to support Ukraine at this critical moment will never be forgotten. I want to be clear about something, because I know it's important to the American people. While this bill sends military equipment to Ukraine, it spends the money right here in the United States of America, in places like Arizona, where the Patriot missiles are built, in Alabama, where the Javelin missiles are built, in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Texas, where artillery shells are made. And the way it works is we supply Ukraine with military equipment from our stockpiles, and then we spend our money replenishing those stockpiles so our military has access to them. Stockpiles that are made right here in America by American workers. That not only supports American jobs and American communities, it allows us to invest in maintaining and strengthening our own defense manufacturing capacity. Look, this bill meets our national security priorities in the Middle East as well. It includes greater support for our troops serving in the region, who continue to defend against militia attacks backed by Iran. It also provides Israel with what it needs to protect its people against a terrorist group like Hamas and Hezbollah and others. And it will provide life-saving humanitarian aid to the Palestinian people who desperately need food, water, and shelter. They need help. And finally, this bill includes critical funding for our national security priorities in Asia. Because even as we focus on the conflicts in Gaza and Ukraine, we must not take our eye off our national security challenges in the Pacific. It's the responsibility of a great nation, and we are a great nation, that the rest of the world looks to. And I mean that. The rest of the world looks to us. The stakes were already high for American security before this bill was passed in the Senate.
We're listening to remarks from President Joe Biden. Have to step away quickly to do a little business. Come back to the side. More if he's still talking, and also analysis. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair on air.
Thrivent is growing in southeastern Wisconsin and seeking financial advisors. If a career with independence, impact, and purpose is important to you, you should explore the Thrivent Financial Advisor opportunity. Build your own business. Use your values, drive, and skills to help others. You'll get unsurpassed support from Thrivent, a Fortune 500 company. To learn more, send your contact information to WICareers@thrivent.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Shaw. 101.1 FM and 540 AM WAUK. And on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. We are listening in to President Joe Biden giving a national address on the foreign aid package, $95 billion of foreign aid that passed the Senate early this morning. We now go, we're about a minute behind here, but we're picking it up with Joe Biden giving remarks today from the White House.
We desperately need food, water, and shelter. They need help. Finally, this bill includes critical funding for our national security priorities in Asia, because even as we focus on the conflicts in Gaza and Ukraine, we must not take our eye off our national security challenges in the Pacific. It's the responsibility of a great nation, and we are a great nation, that the rest of the world looks to. And I mean that. The rest of the world looks to us. The stakes are already high for American security before this bill was passed in the Senate last night. But in recent days, those stakes have risen. And that's because the former president has sent a dangerous and shockingly, frankly, un-American signal to the world. Just a few days ago, Trump gave an invitation to Putin to invade some of our allies, NATO allies. He said if an ally didn't spend enough money on defense, he would encourage Russia to, quote, do whatever the hell they want, end of quote. Can you imagine? A former president of the United States saying that. The whole world heard it. The worst thing is he means it. No other president in our history has ever bowed down to a Russian dictator. Well, let me say this as clearly as I can. I never will. For God's sake, it's dumb, it's shameful, it's dangerous, it's un-American. When America gives us word, it means something. When we make a commitment, we keep it. And NATO is a sacred commitment. Donald Trump looks at this as if it's a burden. When he looks at NATO, he doesn't see the alliance that protects America and the world. He sees a protection racket. He doesn't understand that NATO is built on fundamental principles of freedom, security, and national sovereignty. Because for Trump, principles never matter. Everything is transactional. He doesn't understand that the sacred commitment we've given works for us as well. In fact, I would remind Trump and all those who would walk away from NATO, Article 5 has only been invoked once, just once in our NATO history, and it was done to stand with America after we were attacked on 9/11. We should never forget it. You know, our adversaries have long sought to create cracks in the alliance. The greatest hope of all those who wish America harm is for NATO to fall apart. And you can be sure that they all cheered when they heard Donald Trump, when they heard what he said. I know this. I will not walk away. I can't imagine any other president walking away. For as long as I'm president, if Putin attacks a NATO ally, the United States will defend every inch of NATO territory. Let me close with this. You've heard me say this before. Our nation stands at an inflection point in history, where the decisions we make now are going to determine the course of our future for decades to come. This is one of those moments. And I say to the House members, House Republicans, you got to decide. Are you going to stand up for freedom? Or are you going to side with terror and tyranny? Are you going to stand with Ukraine? Are you going to stand with Putin? We stand with America or with Trump. Republicans and Democrats in the Senate came together to send a message of unity to the world. It's time for the House Republicans to do the same thing, to pass this bill immediately, to stand for decency, stand for democracy, to stand up to a so-called leader hell-bent on weakening American security. And I mean it sincerely. History is watching. History is watching. In moments like this, we have to remember who we are. We're the United States of America. The world is looking to us. There's nothing beyond our capacity. We act together. In this case, acting together includes acting with our NATO allies. God bless you all. May God protect our speakers. And I promise I'll come back and answer questions later. Thank you.
You've been listening to the remarks of President Joe Biden talking about the United States Senate passing the bill early this morning out in Washington, D.C., which would approve over $95 billion in aid to places like Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The president urging the House to do the same. It is somewhat in question of whether that would happen or not. So again, if we hear further from the president today, we'll certainly bring those remarks to you in a timely fashion, but certainly an important message from President Biden to the House representatives here this afternoon. It's 25 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. And this is a special report here at 25 minutes past 1 o'clock on the Todd Lovell Show from Civic Media. We bring this breaking news to you happening just moments ago. So according to the Associated Press, Wisconsin's Republican-controlled Senate has passed legislative maps that were proposed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers, a move that could ultimately prevent the liberal-controlled state Supreme Court from implementing maps that could be even worse for Republicans. This is, to me, someone who's watched this quite a while, I don't want to say astounding, but very interesting news. Continuing on with the Associated report this afternoon, Associated Press, I should say, the plan now heads to the Assembly, which was expected to pass it later today. Once approved there, it could go to Governor Evers, who last week promised to sign it into law. The stakes are huge in the presidential battleground state, where Republicans have had a firm grip on the legislature since 2011, even as Democrats have won statewide elections, including for governor in 2018 and 2022. The passage of Governor Evers' maps, legislative maps, by the state Senate this afternoon marks the second time in less than a month that the legislature has tried to enact new Senate and Assembly boundaries before the court issues its order drawing the lines. Evers vetoed the legislature's last attempt, which was based on maps that he proposed, but that made changes to protect Republican incumbents. This time, and here's the important part, this time the Senate passed the Evers maps without any changes to the lines. At least that's what's being reported by the Associated Press. Republicans cast it as their best remaining option. Quote, "We really have a gun to our head, quite frankly," unquote. That the quote from State Senator Republican Dewey Strobel from the southeastern part of the state. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said at a news conference before the vote this afternoon that passing the maps would be the end of costly litigation. Quote, "I think our members realize we've been dealt a very difficult hand," Voss said. "I have said that from the very beginning, that I think we can win under the maps presented because we have better candidates, a better message, and the ability to have hardworking people explain across the state why having Republicans in charge of the legislature is best for Wisconsin," unquote. Those are the words from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. So just to recap here, we're going to talk about this more on the other side with our very own Luke Mathers. Our Tuesday tangents with Luke just took an interesting tangent here. Again, to recap, just across the wires, the Republican-controlled state Senate has passed, and reportedly without amendment, the maps proposed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. We'll have more on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This has been a special report. The Republican Senate passing Governor Evers' legislative maps. More on the other side. You're listening to the Todd Lovell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers are scrambling to finish their work for the session. Assembly and Senate floor sessions today have long agendas. Republicans are proposing a $2 billion income tax cut similar to two proposals Governor Evers vetoed last year. This bill would make retirement income in Wisconsin tax-free. Life is getting better in Wisconsin state prisons, but Governor Evers admits there's room for improvement. Prisoners were locked down last spring due to staffing shortages. Evers recently toured Waupun and Green Bay after partially lifting the lockdowns in November.
I saw people outside of their cells doing some of the recreation things, some of the learning things that are going on there. I saw good things happening.
Evers on WISN-TV's Upfront. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The missing teen from Waukesha County needs daily medication, with his family offering $2,000 for information about where he is. 16-year-old Isaiah Kramer was last seen 8 days ago in the village of Vernon. He requires daily medication, which he does not have with him. The Waukesha County Sheriff's Department is now investigating leads in other counties. A Southeast Wisconsin state senator wants to give surplus funds back to the people that paid them. State Senator Bob Wirtz, representing the 22nd District, has a plan that could put an extra $1,000 in the pockets of taxpayers. Currently, Wisconsin has a rainy day fund of $1.8 billion, along with a surplus of $3.5 billion. Under Wirtz's proposal, taxpayers would receive their share of the surplus, equating to about $1,000 per person. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. The Super Bowl halftime show featuring Usher has been met with mixed reviews, some calling it amazing and some lackluster. History will decide. Some heavy musical hitters joined Usher on stage like Alicia Keys and Ludacris. In a related story, there was a notable absence from said show. In news from the world of people who need more in their lives, Justin Bieber fans are irate that he was not part of the star-studded halftime show cast Saturday night. Entertainment gossip network TMZ leaked rumors that it might happen, but obviously didn't. That's the problem when you listen to a gossip site and don't understand the function of the word maybe. The believers took to whatever Twitter is called now to voice their displeasure, and to give credit where credit is due, many even used proper grammar. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlife with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. More clouds than sun today and high temperatures a touch cooler, climbing to the upper 30s. We'll be under partly sunny skies tomorrow, and you'll love the warmth on Valentine's Day as highs climb to the mid-40s. If you have late night plans, though, keep in mind that a wintry mix pushes in at night. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Tahleball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Tuesday, Fat Tuesday, February 12th, 2024. Glad to have you along for the ride. It is time once again for Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Our own very own Luke Mathers, executive producer of Civic Media, joins us. And Luke, before we get into it, want to refresh our listeners who may have kind of joined during the bottom of the hour break there. Before the break, we had a special report telling you the news. This now, according to WispPolitics.com, the Senate today, moments ago, as a matter of fact, voted to approve Democratic Governor Tony Evers' legislative map, says Republicans hope to head off the liberal majority of the state Supreme Court, drawing lines they fear would be even worse for the GOP majorities in both houses. Democrats, meanwhile, slammed Republicans for they called the suspicious process in which Majority Leader Devin Leahy, Republican of Utsburg, brought up the maps as an amendment to a bill that sought to impose an Iowa-style redistricting system in Wisconsin. They also knocked a provision in the amendment that would not apply the proposed maps to any special or recall elections ahead of this November. Democrats called it a purposeful trick to open the door to legal challenges, with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican of Rochester, being targeted for recall this spring and a special election on tap for a vacant seat in the state Senate. Luke Mathers, this is very interesting to me because Democratic Governor Tony Evers has said if the legislature approves these maps without, any goofy tricks, he will sign them into law. Republicans are halfway there.
Maybe a little bit less than halfway. If it's an amendment on a different nonpartisan redistricting that is the Iowa model, but as we discussed when that proposal first came to light, wasn't really the Iowa model. It was the Iowa model in name only. It's maybe like 25% of the way there, Todd.
But I think the proof is in the pudding, right? Let's see what they actually. I mean, this is just broken 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago.
Right.
I don't know what's actually in the bill.
This is brand new this afternoon,
right?
Which is a delightful change of pace because a lot of times the Republican-led Wisconsin legislature likes to do stuff like this in the middle of the night. Right. So I'm grateful. They're doing it actually in broad daylight so that we can get it in real time. But as you said, this is just breaking the last couple minutes. It will be interesting to see how this gets unpacked. I don't know. I'm kind of the mindset that you get to sleep in the bed that you made. And Robin Voss, Devin LeMahieu, and the elected Republican officials, when the redistricting process happened after the 2020 census, they sat there and took public testimony for hours. There was zero public testimony in favor of the maps that the Republican-led legislature passed. Everybody that was there in person asked for fair maps in that process. Robin Voss, Devin LeMahieu said no. Pound sand. And they passed the maps that they wanted to pass. Now, things politically haven't quite worked out in their favor over the last several election cycles here in Wisconsin. And they're catching up to the consequences of those actions. And if they used against state law, against state constitution guidelines to pass those maps, the Wisconsin Supreme Court's going to review it now. And so they kind of have to sleep in the bed that they've made. And I don't know if a last-ditch effort to try to pass to what they consider slightly less bad for them, I don't really think that matters at this point. What matters at this point is we have a high court in this state that is going to review the case before it, and we're going to see where the chips are landing now. I think the die's already been cast.
And just to bring people up to speed, in case, people aren't quite as into this as some of us are here around here, what happened was, of course, that there was a challenge to the legislative, not the congressional, but the legislative maps that were drawn by Republicans, back in 2021. And the Supreme Court, now with a liberal 5-3 majority.
4-3.
Pardon me, 4-3.
No worries.
4-3 majority looked at this and said, yeah, as a matter of fact, we find that those maps were unconstitutional, and therefore we're throwing them out. And they looked at the maps that Republicans had proposed And the people that they hired, nonpartisan folks that are experts in this, said, yeah, those don't meet muster either. But here we've got, was it two or three different maps that the Democrats have drawn and said, yeah, those meet constitutional muster or Supreme Court. You can choose one of those or, you know, you could order us
to draw
and we'll draw completely new ones.
Yeah.
And what I'm hearing on the Republican side is they're basically, politically speaking, running for the hills because they're very concerned, Republicans are, that the maps that the liberal-tilting Supreme Court of Wisconsin may, keyword may draw, could, keyword could, be worse for them politically as mm-hmm. Republicans than what Tony Evers' people have already proposed.
Yes. And so the elected Republican officials for the better part of almost the last decade and a half now have said, we're going to maximize our political gain. And now they're upset that the shoe's on the other foot. Is really right. What it boils down to.
Well, I think they're trying to play nice. I don't think it's so much to play nice. I think it's that they're trying to stem the political bloodletting as best they could. They're putting a tourniquet on it. They know that at this point they're politically, you know, disadvantaged either way.
I don't know. We've seen from the Marquette University Law School polling that dropped last week that this Wisconsin legislature, led by Republican elected officials, mm-hmm. is not a popular one.
No.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is not a popular guy.
But I don't think they're doing this because they suddenly got religion on fair maps or that they're trying to be nice. I think it's all about saving as much political face as they can while they still have an opportunity. Because the Supreme Court said, look, folks, legislature and governor, if you could come to a decision before we give our decision, then that's fine. This will end it right there. And so Republicans are trying to say, well, okay, if we pass Evers' maps, and he's already said publicly he will sign them, and I think the caveat here, Luke, again, the proof is in the pudding, mm-hmm. because Tony Evers isn't going to, well, I don't have an insight, but I think it would be highly unlikely that the governor would be willing to sign a version, quote-unquote, of his maps. He's going to want a pure, you know, non-amended.
Number down vote right, on that. Right, and if you're putting right. it in an amendment in this Iowa model that's not an Iowa model mm-hmm. redistricting, it's not going to pass that muster. So, like, I don't know if we should be even, like, I think we need to be very candid in talking about what this is that passed then. And so, as you've noted, it broke this afternoon. We're going to have a marathon of things coming out sure. of our Capitol because, folks, it's February 13th today, and they're already looking to wrap up business for the year this month.
Well, sure, that happens every legislative session.
It's earlier and earlier every single even year. Every single year, I do not believe if we have a full-time legislature, which we do in Wisconsin, that it is acceptable to stop legislating before the end of the second month of the year just because these individuals want to focus on campaigns and re-election. That is not what they are sent here to Madison to do. And so we should be talking about that aspect too, because there's going to be a flurry of news coming out, and then they're going to go home, go back to their district, stop legislating for the year, even though they're going to take in a full year's salary for not legislating after, what, March 1st? I don't know what the end date is for this legislative calendar.
Technically, they could go as long as they want, but it's not unusual, as someone spent a lot of many years up in the building, as they say, it's not unusual for the legislature to adjourn March, April, whatever, because then they go out and they run for re-election. But that's another issue. I'm in favor of a part-time legislature and paying staffers more as a former staffer, because they basically do all the work anyway. So I'm fine with that. But that's another issue.
That's a tangent for a different day.
Yeah, it's a tangent for a different day. Okay. I just think that it's important that, you know, we see what the Republicans in the state Senate actually passed. The reporting now by both the Associated Press and WisPolitics is that the assembly may take it up as soon as this afternoon yet. And
should we have that quick of a fluster around this process? Should it be a last-second Hail Mary that the Republicans are doing to try, as you say, to put the political tourniquet on? I don't think that's the way that our government should work.
We
what we demand of our elected officials is what happens. Like, unless we send people here to Madison and send people to Washington, D.C. that reflect our values, we're never going to get a more perfect union. And so I think it's important to have these demands and these expectations and then call out these lawmakers when they fall short of them.
844-967-2789. If you want to join Luke Mathers on Tuesday Tangents with Luke, 844-967-2789. By the way, thank you for coming on this second hour and accommodating Trigby. Very kind of you.
No worries. Mr. Olson's always welcome to bump me here or there.
844-967-2789. Let's go out to beautiful Yuba, Wisconsin in southwest Wisconsin, Richland County. Lee in Yuba, thanks for calling in. What say you?
You're certainly welcome. I appreciate your show. The maps that were submitted, I think, that Evers had made up, he made up under duress because he was trying to, you know, satisfy Republicans' innate, insatiable attempt to bend everything their way. I think he ought to refuse to sign, even if they pass it, sign this into law and let it go to the Supreme Court. And let them decide what's going on, and that way neither side has anything to do with it. I think this is a big mistake to pass a map that Evers had to pass because he was trying to placate the Republicans in their attempt to kind of mucky things up. So anyways, that's my comment, and I appreciate your thought. Thanks, Todd.
Always appreciate the call, Lee. Thanks for listening out there in beautiful southwest Wisconsin, WRCE News from the center. Luke, what say you?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting point, Lee. I'm very excited to dive into finding what is going on right now with this state Senate passed version, see exactly what it is, and then be able to make a little bit more of a determination from there. But
I don't think I would disagree with my friend Lee out there in Richland County a little bit. I don't know that the governor was, quote-unquote, in duress in submitting these maps. I mean, they had a long time to do it, all sides submitted maps.
Well, no, because originally when the maps got submitted by the Wisconsin legislature and Evers vetoed them, and that's what took the maps initially to a then 4-3 conservative-leaning court, and that's when the conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court said, hey, this is going to be the time frame that we put it on, and these are the criteria that were... They pulled criteria out of their rear ends. Pardon my French. Todd. They said it's going to be the maps of least change, which is something that doesn't exist in Wisconsin law. Like the criteria of the least change from previous maps, never done before. What? It's again one of those things that bakes into the cake for what? Incumbents, which I don't think we need to really even be taking into consideration when it comes to redistricting. And a fair redistricting process wouldn't.
I think that it's the part about all this that I like is the fact that Wisconsin voters went to the polls last April, overwhelmingly elected Janet Protasiewicz, now Justice Protasiewicz, and it has forced some form, maybe not perfect. We'll see what this actually is when we get our hands on it.
Yeah.
But it has forced an attempt, whether it's honest attempt or not. They've had to try to somehow compromise, and I think that's some kind of progress.
Yeah, and I wish that it wouldn't take an 11th hour kind of, again, I'm going to refer to it as a Hail Mary, because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to come up with a solution that's the best for these Republican lawmakers that passed this version of the maps today, and they're wrapping up this, it's going to be a race to finish of a legislative session. The fact that they're waiting this long, 11th hour attempt to try to make it best politically possible for them is not what's best for the state of Wisconsin, and so I don't know if that's the way that we should be doing it.
844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Waukesha. Greg in Waukesha, I got about a minute. It's all yours. Go.
Hey, Todd and Luke. Luke, I agree with you. I think the state government, much like what I don't like about the federal government, has a current system of putting fires out. And I will admit that it's usually Republicans who are behind this, both on the state and national level. I don't like this because, I mean, I think the government relates to the news cycle, you know, and the news cycle relates to the government, you know, as far as how quickly things need to get done in order for government to function. So that's all I wanted to say.
Thanks so much. You. Really appreciate the call, Greg, from Waukesha. Listening down there on the Shaw, WAUK. Back with more of the Lukester. That's Luke Mathers on Tuesday Tangents at Luke right here on the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The
The Shaw, W-A-U-K, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Dive into crime dramas on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on CSI, Criminal Minds, and Blue Bloods. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
Back to the Tana Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Little Mount Joy by request from Luke Mathers. It is Tuesday Tangents, Luke. If they listen to
Fat Tuesday Tangents.
Fat Tuesday Tangents. That's great. If they listen to more Mount Joy a block up the street here, they'd be better. More chill, yeah, right?
I would think so.
I would think so, too.
There's probably some younger legislators up there that are listening to Mount Joy. I would assume there's got to be at least a playlist or two of at least Capitol staffers that are listening.
Asked Glenn Grothman if he listened to Mount Joy, and he said, no, but it's a great candy bar. I said, Glenn, that's Almond Joy. Oh, he said he didn't know. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Off the text line, Mark from Prairie Sac says, speaking of the breaking news this afternoon, the Republican-controlled state Senate has passed at least a version of Governor Evers' maps. As far as legislative maps, we still do not have the exact details. Mark from the SAC says if there's one comma difference from Evers' maps, he should veto them because a comma can change everything. That is very true. Also off the text line, WMDX here in Madison, I'd be skeptical of anything that Voss, in other words, Speaker Robin Voss, does, unquote. 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Stephen in Green Bay. Stephen, what say you?
I'm very skeptical of this, too. I heard Terry Bell talk about this pretty much all week, but this is a very real possibility of this happening. And when I heard that, I was like, something was put in the pudding recipe that doesn't smell very sweet to me. And I have a feeling that the Republicans have some monkey business up their sleeves when it comes to this. And it just got me feeling not very very excited for this. It's got me feeling kind of uneasy, to be honest with you.
Are you telling me there's something not kosher in the deli?
No, it's banana flavored pudding. I think that's what Steven's getting at.
I agree, Steven. Thank you very much. Very important to see the language here before we make any big, large predictions. But cautiousness is certainly warranted.
I think it's a healthy skepticism. I think that's what it is. It's a healthy skepticism at this point.
I once went to a Jewish deli in Chicago with a friend of mine who happens to be Jewish, and we would say things, you know, just in our work lives, like if something's not kosher. He said, "Now before we go in here," he said, "do not joke around about that." He said, "if you say that, people will go apoplectic."
Right, I was going to say, that's not the place to make jokes.
844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, thanks for calling in with Luke Mathers. What's the?
Hey, good afternoon. I, for one, would just let the independent people, the Supreme Court appointed, let them redo the maps and let the chips fall where they may, because... Mm. That's just my opinion. I've watched the last 11 years where we've had things just jammed down our throat, and these maps weren't good enough for the Republicans then. Why all of a sudden now, unless they're afraid it's going to be worse? but
that's
we
what
need
it is.
Independent map drawing. Yeah, well, you know, just let the independent people draw them, and if the Republicans want to take it to the U.S. Supreme Court, so be it. But right. I'd much rather have it done that way, and the politics completely taken out of it, which is my understanding. So that's my opinion. Thanks for taking my call.
Always appreciate it, Wisco. Thank you so much for calling in. Luke, we're into the speed round here for a Tuesday, Fat Tuesday Tangent with Lukester. Here's one from a caller, Andrew in Maine, listening in on the Shaw, WAUK in Waukesha. He says, quote, who else wants a Nickelodeon version of Election Night similar to Super Bowl broadcasts? Thought the credit to comedian Brad Williams, though. I think this is fantastic.
I watch very, very little of the Super Bowl coverage by SpongeBob SquarePants and Patrick Starr. I did see the clip, though, of the game-winning touchdown by the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, lots of slime?
Yeah, all the slime and everything, and Patrick just screaming, touchdown! And I thought that was pretty comedic. I don't think I could ever watch anything like that, though.
Not an entire night.
No, not the entire night.
But like 15 minutes.
Yeah, a little spoof here or there about some coverage. That would be fine.
If it brings more younger people, more kids into caring about elections, I'm all for it.
Andrew, I will make sure that, you know, we get enough green slime in here that Terry Bell and Todd Alba are just not happy with the situation when they leave.
As long as you keep it on that side of the window.
Yeah, Thomas wants no part of the
Aaron's just like, dude, careful with the equipment. Stop.
Says also, Andrew says, might even educate a voter or two along the way. See, exactly. Though Nickelodeon will probably want to stay 3 light years away. Well, we shall see. It is Fat Tuesday, Lukester. And here, I'm not going to make you lift up your shirt.
Thank you.
But there's a bead for you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it is. Now, you've been to New Orleans.
I have. Right before the world shut down.
Really?
The Mardi Gras of 2020. It was Kelsey's birthday, actually. So Marty, the Tuesday was Kelsey's birthday. So we had a lot of fun. We went down there, my brother and sister-in-law, her birthday very shortly after ours. We have a birthday week. Ah. So it's essentially the three of us all share our birthdays within a week of each other. And so
one big celebration.
We went to the best place to throw a party for that week then in late February. Ooh. And it was a grand old time.
I said, well, earlier in the show, I started off by saying it's Fat Tuesday, which means excessive drinking, excessive eating, and debauchery, which is basically a description of the Republican National Convention, which is coming to Milwaukee later this year. I've been to a lot of Republican state conventions, and that's the thing. These people try to hold on as purists, but let me tell you, they get drunk off the rear ends when it comes to the parties, like on Friday and Saturday night, and there's all kinds of things going on. They wouldn't want their constituents knowing back home.
I can believe that. Yeah. Well, a lot of fun in the debauchery down in New Orleans. The food, the music, the people, it's a blast.
Really?
So yeah,
I like to go once.
Oh, and I don't know if I ever have to go back for Mardi Gras specifically, but I'll go back to New Orleans anytime.
Really?
A long weekend in New Orleans. I don't know if I could picture a better place to go and kill like 3 days if you had to.
There's not just one parade, right? There's several parades throughout right?
Mardi Gras is a month-long celebration. They've been partying down there for the past month. Today is the culmination of that and kicking off the season of Lent in the Catholic faith. And so it's wild to see all of the different parades, the floats, the beads, the beer, the booze, everything else. It's a lot of fun. Today is just like that one final day of Mardi Gras. Mm. And so we missed all of the fun leading up to that. I didn't learn that it was a month-long celebration until we got there on that Tuesday. Uh-huh. And it was like, oh, well, this has been going on for a month. All of these people must be just exhausted. And no, it's a wild scene. But I would go down to New Orleans in a heartbeat. Like beignets.
Maybe we'll do the show down there next year.
Oh,
how about we do that? You and I,
shrimp
Todd
po' boys.
Lukester and Toddy.
Giant grenade. Just you walking around.
Making plans now. Book it, folks. Mardi Gras, Lukester and Todd on the road next year. Also, don't forget, Wisconsin Badgers play on select stations across Civic Media tonight, starting at 8 p.m. as they take on The Ohio State University.
Listen on the app as well, because they're on Peacock tonight. So you got to listen. Stream the game on the Civic
Peacock.
Media app.
Back after this for hour two of the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Matt Nair.
Nair on Air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special.